All right.
Looks like it's just you and I.
So far, yeah. People start chiming in. So, yeah, tell me how the last couple of days have been.
Been just busy trying to chase some leads. And this one house we have under contract, the seller's been, man, he's been a pain in the butt.
Has he?
Yeah, he just won't. We get the deal and get it signed, and then he won't get us a meeting to meet up at the house. I got buyers that are wanting pictures, and
is he hiding something about it?
I don't know. I don't know. So I finally, after chasing him all week, sending him texts, and sometimes he would respond, sometimes he wouldn't. Finally, getting some emails, getting some other things going. My sales guy was emailing, and he would intermittently decide to answer back. So anyway, I end up today. I'm just like, you know, I've got buyers that want to buy the property. You obviously want to sell it. What can I do to help you here? I mean, you know. So he, I'm not sure who's emailing me. It looks like it's him and his wife's name on the same email. So I finally get an email today, and I'm not sure if that's what was going on. But when I had told you I'd sent that $10 via PayPal to him, that was on Sunday.
Yeah.
And that was per his request to buy the contract. I figured, well, whatever, let's just, you know. So they went to go retrieve it today and says that it was no longer there. They sent me an email saying, so what's next? And I emailed them back and said, well, I've already sent the money to the title company to get escrow opened up, and, you know, we got title processes in motion.
Yeah.
And they didn't email me back. And I'd been asking for pictures, anything, all week. Give me something. I need to be able to send, so I'll buy me some time. And I never got a response back. So all of a sudden, I guess within probably 20 minutes after me sending that reply back to him, my sales guy gets a bunch of pictures emailed to him of the inside of the house. And it don't look bad. It's not a tore up.
Yeah.
Obviously, it could use a little cleanup and some work and stuff, but it's not horrible. So anyway, so my sales guy texts me and says, hey, I just got pictures on that property. I'm like, oh, that's funny. I just emailed them about 20 minutes ago. I don't know why they didn't send them to me. But anyway, so I sent them a email back thanking them for getting me the pictures and that we still need to get access to the property. So maybe you have a contractor's box on it, or where can we stop and send my sales guy to meet you where you're at to get a key for the property.
Right.
And never heard nothing back. So they're just kind of goofy. I don't know what the deal is.
Well, what's interesting is they're not letting you in, and then they sent photos. So I'm suspicious. Yeah. What did they not take a picture of, obviously, which you are too. So
if this
goes on much longer, well, I was going to say you got to shoot them a text or an email that just says, you know, you're not giving us access to the house, which is standard procedure, just like when you go buy a house. You know, clearly you're going to go in and see it, and you're not letting us in, so let's just cancel out the contract, and we both move on, you know, both go our merry way. So at some point, which you probably already considered,
it seems
like it's going that direction.
Yeah. Yeah, so I wasn't sure if, because they didn't, I don't know. Anyway, it doesn't really matter.
Them sending you photos is not an inspection, clearly.
No.
So
and I keep demanding.
And they won't even let you do it.
Right. Yeah. And I keep demanding that we need to get access to the property. I got buyers that want to look at the property, so we need to be able to arrange this so that they can get in and take a look. So we'll see what happens here. You know, tomorrow's Friday, obviously. I got a buyer from Richmond that's been on me. I mean, since I've sent it to him, he's like constantly. And I'm like, I'm trying
really
to get pictures.
You can't even get
in. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. So I laid it on the line, said, hey, we need access. I need access to the property for a buyer coming from Richmond this weekend. What do I need to do?
Yeah. You either get it to me, or we're done. Those are the only two. Those are the only two options at this point. So
the other
draw a line in the sand. Yeah.
The other seller that we had, he's agreed to the price that we gave him. He's the other one's got 40 properties, and he one that's really out of touch with technology. Again, it's the same thing. I just, you know, I keep talking to him, and, oh, I'm going to look at it tonight, and I'm going to get it signed. He's moving at a snail's pace. And so, you know, I mean, it's one of those things, I guess, I can push on him or let him figure it out. I don't know.
Yeah, this, you know, this still is the dance where you don't want to be desperate. This is why, you know, a full pipeline or multiple mm-hmm. deals is where you want to be, because then you're not, you don't want to chase. I mean, this is the game. We absolutely want to buy. We just don't want to come across like we want to buy.
Yeah.
Right? The magic in the whole thing is, and this is where the skills involved, is trying to get them using the script to be selling you the property on why they should buy it, why you should buy it from them. So, yeah, just this is where you and your acquisitions guy are just going to be talking mm-hmm. multiple times a day saying, how are we going to play our cards here?
Yeah, and we're not pushing on that guy either. He's kind of slow. Yeah. Anyway, so it's been like 2 days or so since I've actually contacted him, so I'm gonna let it rest.
You know, one of the oldest sales tactics in the book is to take it away, and it's so effective. So don't ever be afraid when somebody's hemming and hawing to just fire back and say,
mm-hmm.
hey, you know, it seems like you're not motivated, which is fine. You know, if you feel like you get motivated and you want to talk, you know, you've got my contact info. Here's my email. Here's my number. Give me a shout.
Yeah.
And take it away. Just like with this seller that won't let you inside.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Hey, you know, we have to do an inspection or we're not moving forward. It doesn't seem like you know, want to comply with that or however you want to word it. So let's just part ways as friends. And, you know, if you want us to take a look at it again in the future, let me know.
Yeah. Yep. I'll do that tomorrow if I can't get him to move off center.
Yeah. I mean, you've asked how many times now to get in and
nothing? It's been a bunch. It's been a bunch. And sometimes he wouldn't even reply back.
How it should go is we had one today that we're going to get in. And so our field rep, you know, called the seller up and say, hey, what we're accustomed to doing is just throwing a lockbox on the property. Of course, we'll give you the address. When can I get a key? And the guy said, meet me in 45 minutes, and we have the keys. That's how it's supposed to go. They're hiding something.
Yeah. I'm
telling you.
And
you know that.
Yeah. yeah, exactly. That's what I sent them. I'm like, you know.
Right.
You know, my goal is to bring you a buyer as soon as possible, so I need some help in order to do this for you. But anyway, so that's
interesting.
Where that's sitting. We've got I've made another two more offers, so we're up to like 34.
I love it.
Let's see where that couple of them. One guy, it's a house, was a fire, and last time my sales guy talked to him, he says his insurance company was going to pay to fix the house, and then he contacted my sales guy today and says, hey, throw me an offer on it. It's kind of another one of those little fishy deals because the house just sold in December of 17.
Uh-huh.
And if it's a fire that, I don't know, it's kind of just, and his price, what he paid for it, is about all the house is worth. He paid $18 for it. And that's where we would have to be even to make it work as a buy and hold.
Right.
So, I told him you can, I wouldn't even bother with trying to pursue it. Just tell him, you know what, looks like it's kind of out of our price range because we'll let him sit on it. The other one, it's interesting, a gal, she bought it from another investor.
Oh.
And apparently she didn't know what she was buying. She's new. She's not in the area. And come to find out, the house has been condemned by the city after the fact that she got started having somebody go in there and clean it up. And they accumulated a $30,000 lien against the property for asbestos mitigation.
Oh, 30 grand.
Yeah, so she's trying to figure out, she's getting legal assistance. I'm trying to figure out, because she was basically sold a piece of property that they didn't bother to tell her that it had some issues. So the city condemned it, and they're going to apparently level it. So,
yeah. Hey, yeah, it was pretty interesting. So we got a list of properties from a guy that works for a fund, a real estate fund, and he goes, yeah, we have these 20 for sale or whatever. So we ran some numbers on them, picked out five that we liked, sent our field rep to go buy them. Three of the five were condemned. One of them's not even there. So we have these photos. We know it's the right lot because when you look it up on Google Maps, the house right next door is renovated, you know, gray paint, white trim. And so what's kind of funny is he's still selling this list. And so, you know, I got to fire him an email here later on today. I meant to earlier, but to say, hey, man, you know, do you guys even know what's going on? I'm sure they bought a tape from a bank or multiple banks or whatever, and then they, you know, kept the ones they like and the other ones go on this list. But anyway, kind of crazy in some of these neighborhoods. But I, you know, the first time it showed up and it's vacant. And the lot's not dirt. It's green grass now, which means it, they took the house away a while ago because the, you know, the earth has had time to recover.
Yeah.
Anyway,
yeah.
Bizarre. Who knows? You just come across all kinds of stuff.
Our older gentleman, he's I don't know, you got it's we're still trying to figure out what the true motivation is with him.
Yeah.
He's definitely got a rapport with my sales guy.
Yeah, that's what it sounds like.
And he's almost like, you know, he wants to give him some training on his experience in the investing world. He's been not pushing on him, you know. My sales guy spent probably 40 minutes on the phone with me the other day, and he kept trying to go back to the questions we kept wanting to get answered, and this gentleman kept bringing him into his personal life and politics and what's going on here and there. So he kept working with him and then kind of working him back to, well, so we did get a few more pieces of information, but how accurate they are is still in question. He wants him to call him back next week, and he basically told him, he says, you get it right. You make sure you have your investors, and I want to make sure they can prove they have the money to buy it. But then later on it came out that he didn't want to have somebody just write him a check for the whole thing because he didn't want to have the tax liability on it. So he was like, well, then I might, you know, I'll probably give terms on it, but they got to have the money. So
it's all okay. Over the place.
He is. He's all over the place. So we'll just kind of not get too worried about it. We'll give him a call next week.
That's it. Just
see where it goes.
Kind of keep dripping and, see what happens.
It could turn into something. It might not go anywhere.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah. That's all of these.
100 turned 58. So it's just a lot of houses.
Yeah, crazy.
And we know he owns them because the blocks that he owns, I mean, we've got three houses in that general area, and they're all under his name, so I'm sure it probably feels like he's got 100 houses at times, but
so the actual number is 58?
Well, no, that's just that's the latest number we got from him. There's no documentation to prove it, so
okay.
We're just going to take it with a grain of salt. And
hey, do this. You already know three of them that he has listed. Go into the public records and do a search. Is it a company name, or he didn't buy them in his own name, did he?
No, it's a I think it's a business. Yeah, it's a business.
Perfect. So go in, do a name search. Most public records websites usually have a couple different options. You can search by the house number, address, or a lot of times you can do a search by name. See if they have that. Punch it in and see what number comes up.
Yeah, that's a good idea. Just to see if we
anything
more.
Yeah, do that. If you're online, do that while somebody else is checking in. I'm curious to see how many properties come up.
I'll see what we can find out.
So I'm assuming if you have three under the same name, they're probably all under that same business entity would be my guess. He might have
put
it up, but
he did say that. And again, I don't know how accurate it is that there was. Now we've got an 80. He was at 100% occupancy rate. Now he's saying 85%.
Right.
So,
my story's interesting.
It's kind of wild. And then my sales guy was asking about who managed, you know, if he was managing the properties or whatnot. And he kind of got the feeling that the guy is managing a managing company and managing to death. So kind of a hands-on overseer of probably a management company.
Interesting.
So we don't know yet. We don't know if he's...
Yeah. You know, bulk,
he said he's,
bulk deals
he
are
said
gonna,
he's management.
You're going to stare down multiple a year as you start working leads.
Yeah.
I mean, you've, you know, just about everybody who starts calling leads talks to somebody that owns multiple at some point, whether it's 5 or 50 or 100.
Yeah.
So, yep.
So we'll keep chasing that and letting it go. And then I've been on the phone just calling buyers off my list, just calling. I've added 3 today. Sent pictures of this property that we're hoping to get access to.
Add
to
3 to 5 a day, you know, and pick a number. Everybody, right? What if you have a full-time job, if you don't, if you're full-time at this, whatever it is, just say, hey, I'm going to add, I mean, if you're buried, add 1 a day. Talk to 1 buyer today.
Yeah.
And then you've got to be, so, you know, we talk a lot about property managers. So I've got a relationship with a property manager. From that, he actually, and this was just, I was just calling buyers. I was calling listings off Craigslist. And this is a property management company. And he and I get talking. And he owns a property management franchise. So then I've got leads in a couple cities. And so I say, hey, do you know, is there a franchise over here? And he refers me over. So now I'm being referred from franchisee to franchisee. And that goes over there. And then today I get an email. His name's Justin. And he goes, hey, Mike, meet Andy. I thought you guys should know each other. And he says, Mike, Andy works for so-and-so. They're a nationwide company that buys turnkey rentals. I thought you guys could do some business together. And then he goes, Andy, Mike's company buys or sells turnkey rentals. And so this is why you talk to buyers, right? This is your network. That's all there's to it. I mean, you just, it'll go so many places when you start talking to buyers, you just have no idea what'll come out of it. So set that number. How many buyers am I going to talk to? I at least got to meet 1 buyer a day. If you have a little more time, you got to talk to 3 to 5. And if you make that a habit, I'm preaching to the choir here. I got to do it too. I talked to a couple today. So I got them checked off today. But as you do that over time, right, the 3 things we do, we make offers, or we generate leads, we make offers, and we meet buyers. If we boil it down to those 3 things, right, we got to talk about the how-tos, but those are the three big rocks that we build this business on. You make a habit out of that, and, you'll get the results you want, no doubt.
Yeah.
So good stuff. Yeah, good update, Mike. I mean, you've got some things moving. So, stay on it. Everybody wants, me included, we want everything now, and let's get these things to the closing table and yada, yada, yada. Tell you, it's fun when they come together. So we had our call Monday night at 11:30. I mean, it's wild because, you'll go through dry spells and then things will start popping and, anyway, Monday night at 11:30, I get an email, and it's a contract. And by 4:30, by 4 o'clock the next day on Tuesday, we had it sold, $17,000 sign-up fee. And so it's funny how, like, some of these deals take work and work and work and work and work, and then other ones, they just kind of pop like that. So, which is, it's exciting. Stay on it. Right, and I know you will.
Yeah.
Keep pushing, and they'll start dropping through. So, good stuff. Who else? Then we had a couple more chime in.
Hey, Mike, it's Dave here.
Hey, what's going on?
How are you?
Good, how are you?
Great, thanks. Just, been playing away here. I got... I think our first bird dog hired in our new market.
Nice.
Sent him kind of the sheet today. He was excited. And
have they started driving yet, or are you just?
Not yet. I just talked to them.
Okay.
I got to get them the home snap once he's fully on board.
Yeah, I'm glad you brought that up. Don't bypass home snap. Here's all you need to do. And here's where home snap is handy. Let me tell you. So they should still get it. But all you have to do is set up a campaign in FreedomSoft.
Okay.
Once it's set up, right, put their name on it and the location, the city. Click on, over on the right-hand side of the campaign, click email the campaign. Grab that unique email address. Get that to your bird dog. And say, here's what you're going to do. Drive up in front of a vacant house. Snap a photo. And then email that photo to this email address. And what I have them do is create a new contact in their smartphone called Vacant Leads.
Yep.
And then all they do is they snap the photo, they email it to Vacant Leads, to that email, and then put the address in the subject line, click send, and move on to the next one. Now, if they pull up, right, we're talking about vacant houses here, so a lot of times there's distress. If the house is missing numbers and they can't figure out the address, tell them to use the free Home Snap app, and it'll use GPS to figure out where you're at, and it'll tell you the address of the house.
Okay.
So just do it that way. And I'll tell you why is because Home Snap works different on iPhone and Android, and so we have had so many conversations about what to do with Home Snap. It's slick, but I finally just said, let's take Home Snap out of this equation. It's too much. It works better on iPhone than Android. And then you get into, hey, bird dogs, what kind of phone do you have? And then, you know, they're going to call up inevitably and say, hey, I can't get Home Snap to work. And then you're stuck trying to figure out Home Snap when all they need to do is what I just explained. And then tell them to get Home Snap because it's free. Use it to find the address if the house numbers aren't there. Save you some headache.
Okay. Perfect. And yeah, I guess using that batch geo, that's just going after the clusters where they pop up from the realtor.com.
Did you map some data?
Yeah.
So you want to see the realtor.com data is handy, right? Where are the cheapest houses at? The better, and this is it's all data collection. The data that I like even more than that is when you buy a list from ListSource, all the absentee owner transactions.
Yeah.
And map that one. It depends on your market. Okay. Sometimes there's investor activity in the cheapest neighborhood. Other times, investors won't touch it. They won't go there. I still want to know where they're at, but it just depends on whether there's activity or not. When you go to ListSource and buy the absentee transactions, that is the activity. So that's my favorite.
Yeah.
The map.
And I went there before I had the VA hired to do all the data mining and spreadsheet and got the free download of just the zip codes based on volume of transaction.
Okay.
So maybe I got to cross-reference those, I guess, before I give any zip codes.
Yeah, you want to use your bird dogs and send them to the ListSource map. So let me ask you this. When you map the ListSource data, is there activity all over the city like a shotgun hit it, or is it localized to a few different pockets? What does it look like?
Yeah, it's got some definite concentration points for sure.
Okay, that's where you're going to start with your bird dogs. Go to those zip codes with the most activity.
Perfect. Yeah, I was wondering about that. Okay, so we'll take a look at that, put them together.
Beautiful.
Yeah, it looks fine. It looks way younger than her age.
Hey, Tom, hit star 6 if you're having a conversation for us. But thank you for telling me that I look younger than my age. I appreciate that. What else, Dave? Good stuff, man.
So that's it. Right now, just going to keep plugging away and get these leads. We got the VA dialed in and Skip Tracer up next to hire once we got the leads.
Yeah, make sure, hey, when you hire your VA, This only come up one time, but it was here recently, actually with Mike, who was just giving us an update. Don't put this in your ads, but tell them that you need them to have access to TLO or LexisNexis. And don't, when you put your ad on Upwork, don't tell them that I'm going to verify it with a screenshot. But once you start talking to them and say, hey, I just need to double check your access. It's just something I always do. Log into whatever service they say they have and send me a screenshot of it real quick. Now, could they go online and find a screenshot? Probably, but it just, we've had one incident that we know about where they weren't using, they said they had Lexis or TLO and they weren't using it, and they really are superior to a lot of the other services out there.
Yeah.
So that's my recommendation.
For
just
sure.
Try and verify it. They could, like I said, they could still lie to you, but at least it gives them one more hoop to jump through. Just log in quick to LexisNexis, grab a screenshot, fire it over, and we'll get this thing started, and I'll get you access to the leads. So, and see what they do. See if they hesitate at all.
Perfect.
Yep.
And then you give them a campaign-specific access.
I just go into FreedomSoft, set them up as a user, and then give them access to the Bird Dog campaigns, and they can just start clicking through and doing the research on them.
Perfect.
Yep. And here's what I got to tell you too, because this has come up a few times. These are vacant houses, which means there's two addresses on every lead. There's the property address, and there's the owner of record's mailing address. You have to be as clear as you possibly can that they do not skip trace off the property address at the top of the lead record. They have to skip trace off the mailing address, because otherwise they're going to put in, they're going to be looking for Dave, and they're going to put in the property address, and you may not live there. And so now it's looking for people with that name in the wrong location in the skip trace service. And I'm telling you, depending on where your VA is at, there can be some language barrier. So
okay.
Do whatever necessary to make it very, very, very clear. And I actually, I shot a video. It's going to be in the wrong city. But if you're on here and you send me an email in the coaching center to shoot you my Vimeo link, I'm happy to do that. So you can see I just recorded a quick little video, and then I put it on Vimeo, and then I send my VA to that video and say, watch this. These are your instructions. Is there anything about this you don't understand? Because you have to follow this video exactly how it says. So if you shoot me an email, I'm happy to share the link. I can't remember the videos at vimeo.com/ and then some random number. And I don't know it off the top of my head. So
that's a little training on how to get into FreedomSoft access and where to put the data points.
Yeah, it really just shows the skip tracer what to do. You're going to click in, you're going to go to the leads tab.
Okay.
You're going to click my campaigns. You're going to click into the campaign. You're going to click into the ones that are new. And here's how you do this, right? You're going to click find owner. Bam, it populates. Then you're going to run the skip trace, save the numbers here, click save the record. And you're happy to forward my link if you want. You could reshoot the video, or you could just tell them, hey, here's a training video. It's in a different city, but you're going to follow this exact process. I'm fine with that.
Okay, cool.
Send me an email
Great.
if you want the link, and
yeah,
I'll shoot it back to you.
I will do. I'll do it right now.
Okay. What else? Anything?
I think that's it for now.
Yeah, man. Get that Bird Dog rocking. ASAP.
All right, cool. Yeah.
I went up
going into that kind of lower population city. But I think if I just stay active and keep doing
be. What's the population? It's 500,000 or better, right?
Yeah, it's just over 500,000.
Yeah. I don't like to go below 500,000, but, here's the thing. Investors, make money in the, you know, in small town USA. We want to go, if you're going to set up an anchor market, you know, you'll set up some other ones as you move forward, but don't make your first one out of the gate less than 500,000 people. And then how big is the MSA for that city, the statistical area?
That's what I was going off.
Is the MSA 500,000 or the city's 500,000?
The MSA is 500,000.
Okay. There'll be activity there. Because, you pulled the number on List Source, and there is activity. So.
Yeah, we got some good clusters, so.
Yeah, nice. Cool. Hey, I was going to, what was I going to tell you? Oh, yeah, when you send your bird dog, they need to clear one zip code at a time, and they've got to drive every street in the zip code. And so I use UnitedStatesZipCodes.org. And then you can go to that. It's the Postal Service website.
Yeah.
And you can do a zip code search, and then you hit enter, and it'll pull up. And here's what's cool about it is it's a handy tool anyway. But so if you put in 820 in Denver, it'll show you a map of Denver. It'll highlight 820, that zip code on the map. You can zoom in and zoom out, and then it also puts every other zip code in a different color, so you can clearly see the separation. But if you zoom in on it, you can see the exact zip code boundary. And so you want a system with your bird dog that says, okay, listen up, you're not getting your next zip code. You've got to drive every street in this zip code, and here's the link to the zip with boundary. So pay attention to where you're driving. You probably want to print this off, and that way bring a little pen with you, and as you clear a street, just put a little X on it or whatever, however they want to do it. Highlight it, you know, draw a line down it on the map. And that way they're going to clear that zip code. The whole thing is done. Bam, you can give them the next one.
Cool. Sounds good. Yeah, they have been using that one that you were talking about already that has different color shadings for each zip code. But I haven't zoomed in that much.
Put a get your ad online for a VA if you for a skip tracing VA if you haven't yet, and then give your bird dog. You've got to light the fire. So call them up and say, "How many hours can you give me tomorrow?" And tell them, "Here's the thing: you get me 20, whatever you give me 25 leads tomorrow, and I'm going to throw a bonus on this thing to get us started because I want you to know that I'm serious about this. I'm going to wire you the money tomorrow, as soon as the leads come in." So let's make this happen, a little extra spending money on Friday night. As soon as you're done and the leads are over, I'm going to PayPal you the money and light a little fire under this thing. Because as soon as things get paid, and sometimes what I'll do is I'll set up the campaign, get them on the phone and say, hey, let's run a test lead really quick to make sure our systems are connected. And then I say, I'm going to email you a unique looking email. I'm going to send it to you right now. Stay on the phone. Save it as create a new contact in your phone called Vacant Leads. Copy and paste this email address to save it. And then I just tell them, take a picture of the floor or a wall in front of you. Send it over. Make sure our systems are connected. That thing comes over. And I say, what's your PayPal? I'm going to pay you $10 just for shooting over the test. And then, they send me their PayPal. Bam, I fire $10 back. And now our systems are connected, so we're not, right? We don't have to wait till they're getting in the field and fix this, and they know that I'm going to pay because I just paid them $10 for doing basically nothing.
Yeah. Perfect.
Get all that written
down?
Sounds
good. Thanks, man.
Hey, here's the thing, man. He brings in, or she brings in 25 plus leads tomorrow, and you find a VA tonight or tomorrow, and they're skip tracing over the weekend, you or an acquisitions person is dialing easily by Monday.
Yep.
And as soon as you start dialing, assuming you have good numbers, you'll be in the middle of conversations. That's all there is to it.
Absolutely.
Yeah, this is you should be a couple days away here from talking to some motivated sellers and getting an offer or two out there. Definitely.
Perfect.
Within the next 5 days. So that's where we're, yeah, step on that VA to get some, you know, dangle some money and say, hey, man, Friday night spending money, rock and roll, how much time can you give me tomorrow? And I'm going to pay you $10
to
make sure we're connected. So, all right, good stuff.
Right on.
And you're just using that one-page contract still? Is that
when we make the offer?
Yeah.
The one in the coaching center.
Yeah.
That one. I'll tell you, though,
if
you're using Rob's old one-pager, I mean, he bought so many houses on that thing and sold. He's got a slightly modified version that's in the coaching center you can download. Use the one without the kick-out clause.
Okay. Good enough. I'll get into my templates.
Yeah, download it from the coaching center and then upload it into FreedomSoft. And you'll probably want two versions, one of them where you're the buyer and one of them where you're the seller in the event of a double close.
Okay.
So, yep.
All right.
Good stuff, Dave.
Awesome. Thanks, Mike.
Yep. I'm looking for an update Monday where you have Skip Trace leads.
All right.
And actually, by 4, if you get those this weekend, you maybe have some phone calls under your belt. That would be an ideal scenario by 4 o'clock Monday. Make it happen.
Right on.
All right.
Rock and roll.
Yes, sir. Who has Quest Jones? Somebody does. I'm feeling it. You know what's ridiculous is how warm 25 degrees feels when 3 days ago it was 10. That's ridiculous. When you think,
negative 7 the other morning.
25? Yeah, this isn't so bad. Unbelievable. It's all relative, right? And then in Minnesota, 0 feels good, right? We're like, oh, finally, we're above 0. Crazy. I'd be lying if I said I wasn't going fly fishing tomorrow in the cold.
Dress for it.
Yeah.
I'm trying to look up how many properties he has. And he's got 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 different LLCs. So it'd take me forever to track him down. So
yeah,
I'm going to assume he's got more than 5 properties.
Yeah. Yep.
So he's
although
probably
you could,
got them.
You could just copy and paste those LLCs into the search, but it's not necessary. I thought if they were all under one. So
yeah.
He's got to diversify it a little bit, which was intelligent.
Yeah.
Yep. Actually, some investors will fire up a new LLC for every address, so that you know.
I'm running into that. Yeah,
I like the thought behind it. In the event of a lawsuit,
yeah,
you know they can't go after the entire portfolio there or a portion of it.
Yeah.
So anyway, yeah, I'll be curious to see where that one goes.
Yep. We'll lean on it.
Really, yeah. Really what you're after is he's maybe motivated. You know, we'll find out. When you get somebody that really needs a house gone, it's that's really what you're sniffing out. You know, this is I'll tell you what you're doing, though. You're filling the pipeline. We just had a guy, we got a contract on it this morning. He was a complete jerk when we first called him. Don't call me. I'm not selling. Blah, blah, blah. But he had our number. And then, I don't know, 3 or 4 days later, our acquisitions guy gets a text back that said, hey, I'll consider selling now. Call me. So he went from, I don't know what happened. He went from complete, you know, just being a jerk to, hey, call me back. And then we got a contract on it. So we have to see what this place looks like. But you just, you know, you're throwing seed out there, right? That's what we're doing.
Mm-hmm.
Throwing seed. You know, some of it's going to pop right away, and some of the other deals are filling your pipeline 90 days from now. So,
yeah,
it's just how it works. You get that. Anybody else? Gonna make sure.
Hey, I was still trying to figure out on the getting the voicemail set up on FreedomSoft.
Yeah.
And I was trying to upload a file.
Yeah, just record it on your computer.
Well, that's where I was having some issues with my computer being able to get it on there.
Does it have a microphone?
No, it wouldn't take an MP3 file or an MP4 file. I tried to, because I had them on my in my folder, and I tried to go to where they were at, and it wouldn't
recommend. Are you on a laptop, or it's got to match exact, and it has to be MP3. So, do you have a? Are you on a laptop or?
No, it's a desktop.
You have a microphone?
I tried using a couple different means to. It's got a mic port, but I don't have a microphone that works.
So what about?
Tried using
what about
one.
What about your earbuds from your phone? Is it an RCA plug?
I tried using those, and when I would talk and record, it wouldn't record anything.
Shoot.
It was showing it that it was recording, but then when I go back and play it, there's nothing there.
Yeah.
So I don't know why it wouldn't take it. So I'm still just trying to work through that.
Do you have an iPad?
Yeah.
Do it on your
iPad. iPhone.
Do it. Try your iPad and see if it'll pick up on there, because an iPad definitely has a microphone because you can FaceTime on it.
Yeah, for sure.
I haven't tried it on a phone, because my laptop has a microphone. But see if that works.
Yeah. Okay. I'll just try to open up the. I'll just go to the website on my phone. Try to do it that way.
Right on my
iPad.
Try it. I feel like your iPad's gonna have a better shot at working than your phone.
Okay.
For some reason. I don't know why I'm thinking that, but try your iPad first.
In the leads, when trying to figure out where you have the subscribe leads, unsubscribed, and the confirm leads on the left-hand side of the column,
yep.
Where do you actually go in the archive? Is the only one that's showing up when I go to move anything in that area. I'm not seeing... unsubscribed.
Yeah, let me just. So you're not seeing those options?
No, it's just showing archived. If I go to move to, it'll show inbox, archived, and trash, and that's it.
So here's what confirmed and subscribed mean, first of all. So confirmed means that you've checked the little box that says, yes, you have permission to send this group of leads or whatever it is, this group of contacts, correspondence. So that has to do with the text broadcast and email broadcast features, because text messages are regulated by TCPA, the Telephone Consumer Protection Act, and email broadcasts are regulated by spam regulations. So that's what confirmed means. So
okay.
You can send one-off emails to a non-confirmed buyer, lead, contact, whatever, but you cannot include them in a bulk broadcast. And then subscribe has to do with autoresponders.
Okay.
So it's either there currently is an autoresponder subscribed to those leads, or there currently is not. So if you haven't done anything with autoresponders, you're not going to have any in the subscribe box. That's what those two are.
Yeah. Okay. Okay, so that's why it won't let me manually move anything into those.
Nope. Yeah, it's not it's just a permissions thing, really. Especially the confirmation. So, yep, that's what those are.
Okay. All right, that clears that up.
Yep. So when for instance, when you meet buyers and they say yeah, send me your stuff, and you add a new buyer, absolutely confirm them. Because when you get that new property under, you're going to do a text blast with it. And we're, I was talking to Rob about this. Text and phones, everybody reads text messages. The read rates on text messages blow away email.
Yeah.
Text is like mid to high 90s with read rates, open and read rates. you know, I don't even think email's 50.
Yeah.
So it is the way to communicate, that text broadcast. It blows email out of the water.
Okay.
And then phone calls. I'm telling you, and I've said this 100 times on here, deals get moved through phone calls. That is absolutely how to do it. You just gotta get on and sell that thing.
Yep. Tell you get a ton of calls, just not getting too many people to pick up. So I've been leaving a lot of messages and.
Hey, definitely. I mean, you got to follow up.
Messages.
Here's how.
Yeah.
Here's how you. So FreedomSoft will send texts. So if you're trying to get a hold of a buyer, and you know they're a buyer of yours, and they don't answer, don't leave them a message. I don't. Hang up. Fire them a text real quick. Hey, it's Mike. I've got a deal. I've got a deal for you to look at. Well, they're a buyer. Bam, get that call back. So you can use the FreedomSoft numbers for that same thing, right? You can call from FreedomSoft. They don't answer. You can go right to send SMS, type it in real quick, bam, hit enter, and it'll fire them a text right there.
Okay. Well, I've been wanting to get that recording set up before I activate that because there's many messages and stuff I'm leaving. I don't want them to call back into just a – automated.
Yeah, I get it. Yeah, you got to figure out that real quick here.
So,
go to Starbucks, find somebody on a laptop, buy them a coffee, and say, "Let me borrow that thing for 3 minutes."
Actually, my kids don't have laptops. I'll just have to.
Done.
They're in college.
Just grab one tonight. What's that? Did you say they're in college?
They're both in college. So.
Oh no! Are they local?
Yeah. Yeah, they are.
Okay. Yep. Try your iPad, if not, go to that. I think the iPad will do it, but I'm not sure.
Okay. I'll give it a whirl.
Okay. What else? All right. I'm going to assume everybody's covered. Hey, so yeah, let's, any questions, obviously, get them into the coaching email. Stay on it. It's all about, right, the big three. Generate leads, make offers, meet buyers. You commit daily to those things, and, you know, you'll be on this call, and we'll talk through the how-tos and opening escrow and how to do all that stuff, but those are the big three. Don't lose sight of them. Write them down. Put them on your computer where you work. I mean, that's it. As long as you... call yourself a real estate investor. That's your job, those three items. Keep leads coming in, make offers, and keep meeting buyers. So, all right. Hey, somebody new just chimed in. I'm kind of wrapping this up, and I don't know who that is, but unless you have a question, we looks like we got everybody covered today here in 50 minutes. So I'll ask one more time. Anything else? All right, everybody. Good stuff. Make it happen. We're all in this together. So I'm telling you, it's fun, man. You know, you go through ebbs and flows, and, you know, you'll go through dry spells, and things just aren't popping, and then they start to pop. And we're in one of those popping phases here the last couple of days. And it just, you know, every time it happens, it reminds me how much fun it is when things start happening and, you know, the team gets energized. And this is a fun business, no doubt about it. We actually had a guy, so our field rep went and picked up a contract with that seller today. The guy that was actually pretty rude and hung up on our acquisitions guy the first time they called, and then he shot us a text 4 days later that said, hey, I'll consider selling. And so we got the verbal, and then he was talking about, I don't have email, so here's one of those scenarios. He goes, man, I opened an email 10 years ago, but I'll be honest, I haven't checked it since. And he said, can you fax it over? And we said, no, we'll do better than that. We've got a great field rep down there. We'll just have her print it off and bring it to you. And he said, fantastic, that'll work. So they met up, got the contract, and Erica's our field rep. And he goes, hey, I appreciate you doing this. Let me buy you lunch. So he took her out to lunch. So he went from, you know, complete jerk, don't call me, leave me alone, I'm not selling. 4 days later, shoots us a text message, accepts our offer, and then buys our field agent lunch. So anyway, crazy business we're in. But it's fun when it starts happening. It's just the energy level around it's cool. So, yeah, everybody, make it happen. Stay on it. Don't lose sight of the big three. Any questions, get them into the coaching email. And if we don't talk before Monday, let's have a productive Friday and weekend. And I'll look for some good updates on Monday. Sound good?
Sounds great. Appreciate it, Mike.
All right, everybody.
Thanks.
Yep. Take care and we'll chat
soon. Thanks, Mike. See you later.
Yep. See ya. Bye.
Thanks, Mike.
Yep. See ya.
Yeah.